We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honour their God-given precious lives, as we honour a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, generous viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat A05.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayo. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Azul Parabolica, Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacarial, El Encanto, El Ojan, Consolacion, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin and Santa Alintia, Channel 43 on Teleboya Cariel Cable Company, in Candelaria La Hueva, San Francisco, and Arrobitsadora Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 89 Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Salero Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company, in Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemarisco Cable Company, in Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable, in Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision, in Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision, in Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable, in Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company, and in Hoqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SA, in Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV, in Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu, in Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná, in Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Envion on Siatsat, Channel 56 on Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bure on Medium Network Service or MNS, in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Ernadet City, Channel 26 on Oha Tinga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Swatasalink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Oha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65 and Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Hotuth on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. in Undahan City in Hinti Province, Channel 23 on Sunberg Company, in Sangshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company, and in Mandelgob City, Channel 12 on Horao Cable TV, in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia, in the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network, in Poland, Channel 68 on Neo Sadra TP Television, in Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Kwan U Cable Nationwide on Channel 85, on Multimedia On Demand Changhua Telecom, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 95 on Yongchaile Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Goshen County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Kualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Kualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Qingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tungtai Cable TV. In Jia'in County, Channel 97 on Goshen Cable TV, and in Putsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yolin County, Channel 108 on Daoling Township on Jialiang Cable TV, and Channel 108 on Yuancheng Township on Baikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Canadian chefs predict increasing popularity of vegan foods. In Animal Welfare News, a website based in the United Kingdom advocates protection of the endangered mountain gorillas of the Congo. In Health News, American researchers find that happiness reduces the risk of heart attacks. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 2nd, much-revered orator and poet of the Philippines, Mr. Francisco Balagtas, was born in 1788 in Bigaa in the province of Bulacan. Also known as Francisco Baltazar, he is considered the prince of Tagalog poets. Florante at Laura, which was published in 1838, is recognized as his masterpiece. In honor of his exceptional work, his hometown was renamed to Balagtas. May Francisco Balagtas' wonderful gift of verse, expressing his great love of his native land, continue to uplift the hearts and minds of many.
News. Hundreds evacuate as historic floods sweep northeastern U.S. Several days of incessant rain have caused residents, especially in the small state of Rhode Island, to leave as homes, roads, and businesses became inundated and major highways were closed or permitting only limited travel. Neighboring Massachusetts also saw record rains, while in the state of Connecticut, residents of one apartment building were evacuated after the earth under the apartment complex parking lot gave way and some buildings were left teetering over a ravine.
Elsewhere in New England, record rainfalls were also recorded in New Jersey as well as New York City and Portland, Maine. U.S. President Barack Obama issued an emergency declaration for the state of Rhode Island, with federal funds being allocated for disaster aid. Meanwhile, the quick response of the National Guard and other emergency personnel in states such as Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts is being credited with averting more severe consequences, and there are thankfully no casualties or injuries reported thus far.
Our appreciation for the brave, tireless efforts of the National Guard and emergency crews, as well as the prompt assistance of President Obama and other officials in easing the conditions of the flood affected. wishing everyone a swift restoration of productive day-to-day life as we pray that such weather extremities subside through our gentler, more eco-conscious ways.
Earthquakes shake India, Indonesia, and New Zealand. On Tuesday night, March 30th, a strong 6.4 magnitude trembler struck off India's Andaman Islands in the Bay of Bengal, with tremors that were also felt in parts of Orissa state that caused people to rush anxiously out of their homes. The next morning, a magnitude 5.2 quake jolted New Zealand's North Island, while the same afternoon, Indonesia's eastern province of West Nusa Tenggara was hit by two tremors, measuring 5.4 and 5.6 on the Richter scale, which were felt as far away as Bali and Sumbawa Island. Fortunately, none of these events resulted in damage or injury. We are very thankful for the safekeeping of all the residents in the quake-hit regions. With the grace of the divine, may more and more people turn to uplifting, kinder actions, thus minimizing disturbances as these.
International support for Haiti reaches $15 billion at a donors conference held on March 31st at the United Nations headquarters in New York City, USA. Representatives from 100 nations came together and pledged $5 billion for short-term assistance, along with an additional $10 billion for reconstruction over the next decade.
Building the whole of the country and building it better than it was is the very best memorial for the 220,000 people who lost their lives on January 12th.
Haitian President René Préval spoke of plans for rebuilding in areas less prone to natural disaster than Port-au-Prince, as he also highlighted the priority need of a more comprehensive education system. The funds are set to be administered through a new interim Haiti Recovery Commission headed by former US President Bill Clinton and Haitian Prime Minister Jean-Max Bellerive.
We need to join the government of Haiti in greater transparency, greater responsiveness to the plan, recognizing that we want to be partners. God only knows how many people wouldn't be alive today had it not been for the efforts of NGOs over decades.
We are deeply touched by the generosity and unified spirit of all international donors. Providence bless your caring contributions to the Haitian people as we pray for their rapid recovery to the lasting stability of fulfilling happy lives.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Takrim Awards premiere in Lebanon. Founded by Lebanese media figure and NGO Olive Branch director Ricardo Karam, the first annual Takrim Arab Achievement Awards were held at a ceremony in Beirut, attended by an audience of more than 500 guests. 10 individuals and organizations were selected from among 35 finalists by a panel of judges that included His Royal Highness Prince Hassan bin Talal of Jordan and former UN Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali.
The honorees included distinguished Lebanese journalist Nahida Nakad, who received Arab Woman of the Year Award, and Dr. Saouma Abu Jaoudeh of the American University in Beirut, who was honored with excellence in the field of education. Acclaimed U.S. academic and TV commentator Dr. Jack Shaheen and accomplished Palestinian poet Dr. Salma Khadra Jayousi shared the Cultural Accomplishment Award, while established Lebanese NGO Arc en Ciel won the Takrim Philanthropy and Community Charitable Services Award. The Council for Arab-British Understanding was conferred the prize for exceptional international contributions to Arab society, while Ms. Rana Shanawani was given the Young Entrepreneur Award. Lebanese eco-company EnviroMENA received top honors for sustainable development of the environment, and Qatari Professor Abdel Magid Hamouda won the Scientific and Technological Achievement Award. Finally, Sobhi Batterjee of Saudi Arabia was recognized for outstanding corporate leadership.
We join in accolades and admiration, Takrim awardees, for your laudable achievements, May your valued endeavors continue to be a bright and uplifting example for all.
Oprah.com highlights the stylish world of vegan fashion. The official website of the multi-award-winning American television host and philanthropist Oprah Winfrey is currently featuring fashion designer Leanne Miley Hilgart, founder of the first vegan winter coat line called Vote Couture.
In the Oprah.com article, Vegan Fashion, Compassionate Couture, Ms. Hilgart addressed five of the most common misconceptions about animal-free wear. She first explained that being vegan extends to also being conscious that one's apparel is also made without the use of animal materials. Next, she points out that even if animals are not killed for human clothing, their lives are full of suffering and pain. Third, Ms. Hilgart says that cruelty-free fashion comes at an affordable price and that it is a practical choice easily found even at mainstream retailing stores. Last but not least, she comments on its general appeal, saying, from feminine pleated skirt peacoats to beautiful bronze metallic T-strap pumps, vegan fashion isn't just animal and eco-friendly, it's also stylish and chic from head to toe.
Many thanks, Oprah, Ms. Leanne Miley Hilgart, and Oprah.com for illuminating the world of animal and eco-friendly vegan apparel. May everyone embrace such compassionate and stylish clothing that represents beauty both inside and out.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Nanny runs through flames to save child. Live-in childcare provider Allison Myatt of Kentucky, USA, was sleeping in the basement when a loud boom caused her to immediately sprint upstairs. There she encountered a blaze running through the carpeted hallway, blocking the entrance to 5-year-old Aiden Hall's room. Wishing only to reach the child, Miss Myatt rushed through the fire barefoot and retrieved the young boy from his bed. She then crossed back through the flames to get both of them out of the house and call the fire department. Aiden was unharmed, but Miss Myatt sustained burns to her feet and right hand and is recovering at the hospital. Speaking of her actions, Miss Myatt said, "I'm just happy Aiden is okay. I care for that kid a lot." Aiden said, "I always love her." Miss Allison Myatt, our heartfelt salute for your remarkable example of selflessness and courage. Wishing you a swift recovery and many joyous celebrations of life with loved ones and cherished young Aiden.
For Ms. Myatt's brave deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring her with the Shining World Heroine Award and sending much love as well as flowers and a gift of $1,000 to help in her recovery. Soldier freed in Colombia. On Tuesday, March 30th, 32-year-old Sergeant Pablo Emilio Moncayo was released following 12 years of detainment. He was received by the International Red Cross and was said to be in good health as his family welcomed him at the airport of Florencia. Sergeant Moncayo expressed his gratitude to the presidents of Ecuador, Venezuela, and Brazil, amongst others, for their assistance in securing his freedom. "We are gladdened to know of Sergeant Moncayo's arrival in safety, as we also thank all the officials, governments, and agencies who helped achieve this eagerly awaited goal, wishing him loving reunions with family and friends as we pray that brotherly care and respect is soon shared among all people across the globe."
Save Our Planet, Accelerating Greenland Ice Melt Observed. A collaborative team of scientists from Denmark's National Space Institute and US-based University of Colorado at Boulder have observed a melting of ice that is spreading at a rapid pace from Greenland's south to its northwest coast. To complete their findings, the international team compared data from a U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration satellite with GPS measurements from the ice sheet's coastal edge.
Study co-author and physicist Dr. John Warr of the University of Colorado at Boulder stated, "The ice mass loss has been very dramatic. Our speculation is that some of the big glaciers in this region are sliding downhill faster and dumping more ice in the ocean."
Such fast Greenlandic ice loss could in turn lead to sea levels rising up to 80 centimeters by 2100. According to oceanographer Dr. John Church of Australia's Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, or CSIRO.
"One of the important things to realize about the ice sheets is that our lack of understanding means that sea level rise could be substantially larger than we currently estimate, but not substantially smaller. We need to recognize the importance and the seriousness of this issue. Society needs to call on our governments to show leadership to ensure that we reduce our emissions, we reduce them substantially and urgently."
Dr. Church, Dr. Warr, and esteemed associates at the National Space Institute and the University of Colorado at Boulder, we appreciate your careful work in revealing more about the perilous warming of our planet. Let us heed such cautionary findings by living sustainably so that all may continue to enjoy the Earth's bounteous beauty.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often conveyed her concern about the dire implications of climate change, as well as hope for humanity, as during a March 2009 video conference in California, USA.
"Before the United Nations predicted that 1 meter sea level rise would be very catastrophic already, and causing a lot of people to lose their homes. But scientists have learned that Greenland and Western Antarctica and Eastern Antarctica are all melting now, which had not been a factor before. Based on these findings, one scientist said if all the Antarctica were to melt, then the sea level could rise up to 70 meters. So there's no way we can run away from this, except we turn to virtuous way of life. Then we are connected with heaven, because heaven is virtuous and love and blessing. I see no other way we can protect ourselves at all."
Save Our Planet. Students awarded for reusable paper and ink design. 7th grade students Annika Patel and Angela Riggins of Washington, USA have been named as winners from among 14,000 participants in the 2010 ExploraVision Awards, sponsored by Japan-based electronics company Toshiba. With a mutual love of scientific experiments, the two teens designed an eco-friendly printer system that conserves resources by removing ink from paper, thus facilitating reuse of both materials.
They said they were inspired by the gecko lizard, whose unique feet are specially adapted for sticking to surfaces. Thus, the printer rollers are designed to be able to reverse their electrical charge, with the ink that was sticking to the paper being released and stored for reuse. The regional award for their futuristic concept has qualified the two youths for a national competition.
Our green hats off, Annika Patel and Angela Riggins, for your ingenious development and deserved distinction. Wishing you continued inspiration and the joy of discovery in such humanity and earth-enhancing technologies as these.
Save Our Planet, Israel's Tel Aviv University, Oxford University in the UK, as well as Harvard and Columbia Universities in the USA, among others, participate in an inaugural Meat-Free Monday, with many of the schools adopting the Veg Day as a weekly practice to address global warming.
Save Our Planet. U.S.-based animal welfare group Otter Project reports that the endangered California sea otter has declined for the third consecutive year due to human-caused pollutants such as agricultural runoff and waterborne disease.
Save Our Planet, with the nation's water supplies having decreased 78% in the past 60 years, Mexico's President Felipe Calderón calls for unified government action to address the rising threat of nationwide water scarcity.
Moo! Hello there! This is Cat for the Calf, and my diet is animal-free. I'm here to share a tip on a helpful herb. Sage contains rosmarinic acid, which can reduce inflammation such as that in arthritis. It is also an antioxidant, which is good for maintaining your health. As a tea, sage has been administered to help soothe sore throats and coughs. It even has been used to assist with improving memory. Wow, what a cool plant! Thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for watching. Now for the weather from around the world. Moo!
Veg News, Canadian chefs predict an upcoming plant-based trend. The Canadian Restaurant and Food Services Association asked 400 chefs to comment on what will be the foods of the future. The results showed the culinary experts believe that vegan foods will greatly increase in popularity. Nutritious grains such as kamut, spelt, and quinoa are among the foods noted. In addition, animal-free appetizers and delectable ethnic dishes such as Ethiopian flatbread and African peanut stew were envisioned as the fare that more and more people will be requesting. Our many thanks to the Canadian Restaurant and Food Services Association and participating chefs for your very informative ideas. May we all discover the joy of the healthful, delicious, and earth-saving cruelty-free lifestyle.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat. because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
In animal welfare news, United Kingdom website offers a way to protect gorillas in the Congo. One of the United Kingdom's oldest discount website, www.rboffers.com, is encouraging the recycling of unused cell phones. This will decrease the need for the mineral coltan used in the manufacture of the phones. Due to the mining of coltan, the habitat of the endangered mountain gorilla is being alarmingly reduced. RB Offers has set up a comparison shopping area on their website, which will help provide more incentive for individuals to sell their old mobile models. Our sincere appreciation RB Offers and collaborating retailers for helping the beautiful mountain gorillas. May we respect the right of all God's creatures to share our planet in the spirit of love and goodness. Up next on Noteworthy News, being happy makes us healthy, according to researchers. We will feed the birds and be right back. Please stay tuned for more refreshing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, mind-soothing news for a calming world. In health news, happiness lowers the risk of heart disease. In research conducted by an American team from Columbia University Medical Center in New York, it was found that happier individuals were less likely to develop heart problems. Over 1,700 Canadian adults were observed for a decade, and their levels of happiness were rated on a 5-point scale, ranging from none to extreme. It was discovered that for every point on the scale, people's risk of having heart disease decreased 22%. Lead author of the report and director of intervention research at the Medical Center's Behavioral Cardiovascular Health and Hypertension Program, Dr. Karina Davidson, said, "If you aren't naturally a happy person, just try acting like one. It could help your heart." The findings are published in the European Heart Journal. Such uplifting news. Our sincere thankfulness, Dr. Karina Davidson and colleagues, for sharing these fascinating results. May joyful thoughts improve everyone's well-being of body, mind, and spirit.
And speaking of happiness, time for some lighthearted humor with joke of the day entitled Marriage Counseling Told in Japanese.
ある夫婦がパーティーで友達たちと話していて、結婚相談が話題に上がりました。あら、私たちはそんなものは必要ないわ。主人と私は本当にいい関係だもの。その妻が言いました。大学で彼の専門はコミュニケーションで、私の専門は演劇だったの。彼は本当に話し上手だし、私はさも話を聞いているみたいに演技するだけよ。
And now for our viewers' heartlines on the story of the ancient Yu language on Enlightening Entertainment.
Finally, it is great to see something of the Ewe language. I spent 3 years among the Ewe people. Viewer from Israel.
I speak Ewe. I didn't know it had any significance. Glad to know. Viewer from USA.
Truly enlightening. Viewer from the UK.
Open-minded viewers, thank you for your comments. The Ewe language is indeed rich and fascinating. We are honored to have the opportunity to follow Supreme Master Qinghai's loving instructions of presenting the unique and wonderful cultures of the world with divine blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May the ever-present love of God shine on you always.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a ceremony held at the presidential palace in Babda, Lebanese First Lady Wafaa Suleiman honors young winners of a 2010 music competition as she encourages them to continue cultivating their talents.
Conveying his sympathies for the Ugandan people, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI sends a donation of $30,000 to assist in their recovery following recent floods and landslides.
To protect children from the harmful effects of secondhand smoke, members of the Royal Australasian College of Physicians, representing 9,000 physicians and pediatricians in Australia and New Zealand, call for a ban on smoking in cars.
Nigerian Acting President Goodluck Jonathan and a Libyan envoy come together to meet in the mediating presence of Liberian President Ellen Sirleaf Johnson as part of efforts to support a normalization of relations between the two countries.
After being left stranded off the coast of Somalia without food or water for several days, an Iranian sailing vessel and her 13-member crew were successfully rescued by the Spanish patrol ship Navarra.
Concluding a 12-day European tour through Russia, Belarus, Finland, and Sweden, Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping visits with His Majesty King Carl XVI Gustaf of Sweden, where the two celebrate the more than 50 years of friendship their countries share.
Turkey sends humanitarian aid that includes 11 tons of rice, flour, and pasta to assist the 1.3 million people displaced by civil conflict in northwestern Pakistan.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy and First Lady Carla Bruni are welcomed by U.S. President Barack Obama for an official visit to the USA, with both leaders speaking reassuringly of their nation's mutual friendship.
Lithuanian Foreign Minister Audronius Azubalis and Georgian Foreign Minister Greco Fershadze announced the formation of permanent councils to enhance bilateral cooperation, as they also express mutual appreciation for their work together.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.